Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es Gesubis, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hamadiris Ishtoi Mele Honesloi. This person made a neder that his wife can't have any hanah from him. Now let's explain something. We'll see more about this in Masechtas Nedarim b'Ezras Hashem Yisbarach. But the rule is, I can take my pen and make a neder. Aser it through a neder that you shouldn't have any hanah from my pen. I can take my pen and I can make a neder that I don't have any hanah from it. Kainim pen ze'alai. That's the lashon. We'll see in Masechtas Nedarim b'Ezras Hashem what the word kainim means. There's one thing I can't do. I can't make a neder and say your pen is asr to you. I have no control over your pen. I have no halachic authority over something that's not mine. So what did this person do? Hamadir asishta, he made a neder asring his wife, melohonesloi, from having hanah from him. Problem. He has to give her mezainis. He has to support her. Now, before we go any further, wait a second. I thought you can't ask her something that's not yours. If he's obligated to support her, that's not his. Then it's her support. How does he ask her on this? So the Batanur explains some of the Gemara. Let's remember what we've learned earlier. He gives her mezainis, he gives her what she needs, and in turn, her ma'asidah, the work of her hands, goes to the husband. Well, this woman, the work of her hands is enough to support her. So, fine. He won't get the work of her hands, and she can support herself. If that's the understanding, he's not answering something that belongs to her. If he was getting her Maisi Adel, the work of her hands, so he's chayef to give her mezainis, he can't say, well, I'm not going to pay you because I answered myself. I answered my money to you. You can't do that. It's not your money if you owe it to someone. She works, he doesn't support her. We're not out of the woods yet. Let's try to figure out the words weiter. Zakta Mishnah. So what do we do with this person? Big problem. He asked his wife to have hanah from him. Zakta Mishnah. Ad shloshim yayim. Well, we can tolerate this up until 30 days. Yamid parnas. Somebody else is going to support her. Someone else is going to support her. So first of all, what does it mean someone else is going to support her? Why should someone else support her? The husband's going to knock on someone's door and say, my dear friend Shmerel, do me a favor. I got into trouble. I asked my wife to have any enough of me. Can you please support her? I mean, who'll do that? And even if Shmerel does do that, if the husband directly asks him to do it, let's say he says, don't worry, I'll pay you and you pay my wife. So what? You're paying your wife. You just made a shliach in between. So the answer is, he's going to say like this. He's going to make a general statement. Whoever's going to support my wife won't lose out. So someone's going to see there's a problem here. He'll give her the support. And the husband will pay her. But because he didn't ask him directly to do it, so Mimela, it's not a violation of his neder. So Ad Shloshim Yayim, until 30 days, we can do this, Yamid Parnas. This Parnas will be appointed and he'll support her. What did I mean when I said before, we're not out of the woods? I still don't understand something, and I'm sure you're asking the same question. If you tell me we're talking about a case where she works, where she keeps her Maisi Adel, and therefore he doesn't have to support her, so why do we have to appoint a Parnas? She's working on her own. That's how she's buying breakfast, lunch, and supper. So the Gemara explains like this. Remember what we learned previously? That she goes up with him but not down with him. If he comes from a higher standard, he has to support his wife on that standard, even though she comes from a poor house. And if she comes from a higher standard, he has to support her at her standard, the standard that she's used to, lefi chavoida, even though he doesn't come from that high standard. What happened in this marriage was, originally she said, look, I can work, the basic needs that I have, but he's going to say, but, you know, I have to support you, lefi, your covenant, what you're used to. And she says, I'm meichelit, everything is so good at the beginning of the marriage. Obviously, there's a problem here. Looks like he got angry, or for whatever reason, he made this neder. So now she says, you made a neder, I can't have any enough from you? Well, I'm no longer Michael. Now I want your obligation to support me the way I'm used to being supported. Well, now we have a problem. Because her Maisi Yadel, the work of her hands, is not enough. It was enough when she was Michael the extra, but now it's not enough. So on the one hand, when he made the neder is chal, because at that point she was meichelet. But now she's not meichelet anymore, how does he pay her? So for this, the Eitzah is, he says, okay, I can't ask anyone directly because I made a neder, and if I ask you directly, it's like you're my shliach, and she can't have enough from me, and a shliach is the same as the person. So I'm saying a general comment, whoever wants to support my wife, he won't lose out. Well, we can only do this for 30 days. What does it mean you can only do it for 30 days? Either the neder that he made that his wife can't annul from him was made in such a way, he said, for the next 30 days. Or maybe we can find a chacham to be matir the neder and say the neder was a mistake. Had you known this, you would have never made the neder. However the case may be, we'll tolerate this for 30 days. Why? Because for 30 days we can get away with it without anyone knowing or without the rabbim knowing. I once a day or once a week, a parnas knocks on her door and gives her a package. No one knows what that is. After 30 days, it's going to become public knowledge. You heard, Nebuch, what happened to this lady? Her husband made a neder. He shouldn't have any hana. She's going to be terribly embarrassed. A third party is bringing her what she needs. She doesn't have to live with this kind of embarrassment. So Yossi McKinnon, if this goes for more than 30 days, and she says, I don't want to live this way, she has a right to demand a get. Zakta Mishnah Yoitzi. He has to divorce her, v'yitin ksuba, and he has to give her her ksuba. Rabbi Huda says, it depends. Be Yisrael, if she's married to Yisrael, chaydesh echad yikayim. For 1 month, they'll have to live with this situation, with this parnas in the middle, but a shnayim, but after 2 months. And after 2 months means, explains the Rajba, the first day of the second month, if we go into the first day of the second month, yoytzi v'yitinksub. But, says Rabbi Yehuda, ubekayhenes, if she's the wife of a kayin, problem with the wife of a kayin is if he divorces her, he can't take her back. So we're going to wait a little bit longer. Shnayim, for at least 2 months, yikayim. He will maintain the marriage. Shloisha, and over here, shloisha means after 3 months. Here it means at the end of the third month. Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. If we still have to deal with this, and she demands a divorce, he's going to have to give her that divorce and pay her ksuba. Okay, we're going to chazer over this Mishnah, Bez Hashem, at the end of the next Mishnah, because we'll see how the two Mishnayas will work together.